Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Would you have a few minutes?
Actually, I was shopping, but yeah, sure.
Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper's advertising agency, a media organization, or work as a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. All right, so in thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for president, a U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
So, I want to vote, but I'll be in China. I registered by mail, and it doesn't work. They don't send me the stuff by email for me to send back. So, I want to vote, but I'm not likely to vote because they won't be sending it to China.
Okay, so be not very likely to vote?
No, I want to vote. I very want to vote, but
okay.
I'm
okay.
I the system is not letting me vote.
The system, okay, but okay, but you say you're going to vote, so be very very likely to vote, right? If you had a chance.
If they send me the information, I will vote. Yes. But they won't send me the information. I already checked.
All right, sir. And with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Republican. All right, sir. Now, is a member of immediate family from Latino, Spanish, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. All right, so then what is your main racial background? Would that be African American or Black, Asian, Asian American, white, or other?
White.
Okay. All right, so then what is your age? Are you from 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right. All right, sir, not just for qualification purpose of this survey. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote, you know, between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic, lean slightly, you know, to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for Republican.
Okay. All right, so you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one will be Aaron Huntley.
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. Kamala Harris.
Definitely not.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, sorry. Very unfavorable.
Okay. Scott Boyd.
No opinion.
Leonard Spencer.
No opinion.
And Carolina Amstey.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. All right, sir. Now, if the election for president were held today, among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
All right. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, now if you had to choose today, which candidate are you more leaning towards, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, sir, now as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty I was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges for forgery, illegal notarization, her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars of fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says, you know, these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
So everybody's innocent until proven guilty in court. So that would have no bearing on my vote. But like I said before, I have no opinion on those,
okay,
either one of those.
All right, sir. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards at this time? Would that be Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, sir. Due to State Representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If the race, you know, if that were, you know, to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will not be asked about two potential Republican candidates who will run in November election. Okay, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote between Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, and Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards at this time? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, sir. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote between Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, so if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards at this time? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
No opinion.
Okay, I'm still on the side. Okay, now you'll be asked just a few demographic questions before we finish for qualification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, sir. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say always vote Democrat, or usually vote Democrat, or vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote for Republican, or always vote for Republican?
Always vote for Republican.
Always vote for Republican. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. All right, so then what is the last grade of formal education that you had completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with a two-year degree, associate degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a four-year bachelor's degree.
4 years. Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.